destroying the whole party. I'm sorry, that's where I'm at. I'm going to Washington to stop this. I'm not delusional. I'm not a little bright-eyed, bushy-tailed rabbit going to the swamp to get my head cut off. I'm a hunter looking for these people to take off heads.
Let me ask you in our final couple of minutes, because we've got a midterm election. You're going to be a part of it in CD1. I want to ask, and I'll give you as much time as you want, and that is, we all know about inflation. You go to the grocery store, you go to Smith's or Albertsons or someplace like that, or the big box stores, and you see the inflation. What is going to be at stake in November of 2022, the midterm elections? Can you talk a little bit about, from a family perspective, what this is going to mean, what this election's all going to be about?
Well, that's the greatest question ever. Thank you, Kev. Because, you know, all these years in the Republican Party, I've heard so many people say, this is the most important election of our life, year after year. It's like the rain is falling, the rain is falling. But guess what? This might be the last election of our life. We need to stand up and realize this. This is what's at stake. If they pass the John Lewis communist takeover of the government, Voting Rights Act, that they're saying it takes to save democracy, this is not your most important election of conservative life. The vote for me won't be your most important vote for a conservative. What's at stake? It could be your last vote. It could be your last vote. That's what the Democrats are working on. So I'm horrified. And my reaction is, be pragmatic. Look at the problem and solve it. You know, I came out the Brick Masons Union. I came out of Superior Town. Mike Smith, another person at Superior Town who helps minorities. You know, I came out of a union. They're saying a union member can't be a conservative. Well, guess what? I came out of the ghetto. The union took me in and made me. And half the people in the union was more conservative. It's scary. That's the untapped ground. That's why I got so much union support. Guess what? In District 1, half the people in the unions are conservative like me. I got them. Because I built District 1, putting in brick and tile by tile for years, decades. So what's at stake right now is all these people who love Las Vegas. Go to Cuba and see how much gambling they got. Because if it was up to Mayor Lansky, it would have been in Las Vegas and Cuba. Communists hate gambling. So if you live in Las Vegas and you're not up on what's happening and don't realize we live here on gambling, and you're not up on politics and realize communists who run in this city don't like gambling, that's why they did us like that during the shutdown, and you're willing to vote for a communist, then go to your favorite communist country, your favorite communist country, and go to their casino. Because not only do they not allow, communists do not allow two parties, they don't like gambling. So the first thing that's going to go here in Las Vegas is the last thing they want to see is gambling. And if you don't believe me, go to the beautiful, beautiful gambling city in communist China. So people in Las Vegas have only one vote. That's for somebody like me who's really, really willing to put it. I don't take contributions. I'm paying for everything. I'm putting my money where my mouth is because I care about a city that I built. I built the Bellagio. I worked almost 2 years from the when it was a hole in the ground to building this city. And they're going to call it Sin City with all these great Christians here. Well, here's the irony. Sin City is full of love. Sin City is full of faith. And that's why I'm going to take it from Dina Titus. Because Dina Titus is sin. Barack Obama's sin. Joe Biden's sin. Kamala Harris' sin. And they don't represent us. They don't represent the heart of this city. I've been here, and this city saved me. So I'm going to help save the city.
Jesse Turner, you're amazing. You're amazing, and it's always good to hear from you. If folks want to help your campaign, and I've only got about 15 seconds, where can they find you? How can they help you?
You can go to Jesse Turner for Congress at Jesse Turner for District1.com. You can go to the Homeless Crisis Center at the homelesscrisiscenter.org. And you can support us at Lou's Diner at the Minority Entrepreneur Networking that's coming up on October the 26th at 6 o'clock. At the great Lou's Diner who supported us. And we want everybody who has faith to join us. And we already won. Not that we're going to win. We've won already. Thanks to great people like the great Kevin Waugh.
God bless you. God bless you, Jesse. Jesse Turner, thank you so much. Have a great weekend. We'll talk with you again soon.
God bless you and God bless America.
There you go. Jesse Turner, GOP candidate for Congress in CD1, civil rights leader, homeless activist, and as he likes to say, and don't forget, a politician. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
It's 4:32 on a Friday afternoon, and you might expect at this hour that we've got a lot of congestion. You're going to have to give yourself some extra time to squeeze through the spaghetti bowl right now. U.S. 95 southbound at Southern Rancho. You're really socked in, bumper to bumper all the way back to Valley View as you try to work your way through there. Also, lane restrictions causing delays on the 515 through the Spaghetti Bowl. Only two lanes available, of course, with that ongoing construction, 515 eastbound at Main, 515 westbound at Eastern. Moderate flows on the Beltway right now, 215 east at Decatur, 215 westbound at Tenaya. And you're averaging about 40 miles per hour through the resort area of the 15 between Tropicana and Charleston.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Raiders defensive end Carl Nassib back at practice yesterday. He had taken a personal day the day before as a result of the emails that came out where former head coach John Gruden made homophobic statements. Nassib is the NFL's first active openly gay player. The Raiders getting ready for their game against the Broncos coming up on Sunday. Running back Josh Jacobs, he missed practice yesterday because of a non-COVID illness. He was a full participant on Wednesday, so we'll monitor this to see whether or not he's going to play coming up on Sunday. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Refresh your wardrobe for fall with Banana Republic Factory. Everything's 40 to 70% off, including season favorites like soft sweaters, easy jeans, warm outerwear, and more. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Get that satisfying crunch. Now with 20% more honey. Try a delicious Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Bar with more of the honey you love. Get that satisfying crunch. Now with 20% more honey. Try a delicious Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Bar with more of the honey you love.
Refresh your wardrobe for fall with Banana Republic Factory. Everything's 40 to 70% off, including season favorites like soft sweaters, easy jeans, warm outerwear, and more. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
I'm Fred Simon. I live in Douglas County, and I am running for Nevada governor because there are a lot of things we need to fix right now. To be clear, I'm not against welcoming new residents if they come to our state legally. The Biden administration, with the obvious approval of Steve Sisolak, is refusing to enforce current immigration laws. Biden and his corrupt comrades are encouraging and actively facilitating the illegal invasion of Nevada by using buses to transport an endless stream of unvetted men, women, and children into our state without even testing them for COVID-19. We know that violent gang members, human traffickers, and illegal drug shipments are mixed in with the frightened immigrants who are being used by the drug cartels. And our current governor is silent. Learn more anytime and join me, Fred Simon, at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And moving noon to 3 beginning Monday, November 1st. This big move for the show. Really excited. Big upgrade. And I'm very, very, very excited. Noon to 3 and... And a lot of people have asked me, well, what are you going to do 3 to 6? And the answer is, I know, but I can't tell you. I wish I could. But it is a major move for this radio station, what's going to happen 3 to 6 beginning on Monday, November 1st. You'll have to find out. Word may leak out, and that's okay. But I'll just tell you, it is a major move that this radio station has made, and you'll find out about it Monday, November 1st. I'll be going noon to 3, and then a major move by this radio station. You're going to love it. And it will give us the best 6 hours of conservative talk radio probably on the planet, all in one fell swoop. I'm just telling you. You know that President Bill Clinton, he's going to spend another night in the hospital. So he has not been released from the hospital yet out in California. The word is that he will eventually be released, and that it may be as early as tomorrow. It might be over the weekend. But Dr. Sanjay Gupta was on last night with Don Lemon, and with the latest on the Bill Clinton watch. Here is Dr. Sanjay Gupta last night on CNN.
They're giving him the antibiotics, and he seems to be responding to that. So the antibiotics seemed like the right treatment for this particular bacteria. But, you know, it happens, sort of was the answer I got when I asked him about that.
The former president, as we stated before, has a history of heart problems. Does this add complications, Sanjay?
Well, they have to monitor for this. I think, you know, whenever you hear sepsis in a 75-year-old person who has a history of heart problems, you know, it does get your attention, certainly. And, you know, you want to make sure you're monitoring closely. He is in the ICU, but I will say that they told me he was in the ICU for his own privacy and safety, not because he requires a critical level of care. So, you know, you've got to obviously check these things and make sure they're not contributing to the problem. But when I asked them about that specifically, they said this is really isolated to this urinary tract infection that then spread to his bloodstream and is now being adequately successfully treated with these antibiotics.
Listen, you work in a hospital every day, Sanjay. Sanjay is not just on television. He actually works in a hospital and is there most of the time. Sanjay, why the ICU? Is it because the ICU is isolated, cordoned off, not as many people? Is that why there's an added measure of security there?
Yeah, that's really what it sounds like, Don. I mean, you know, you think ICU and you're going to think that means he's in critical condition. They assured me that is not the case. This is really about privacy and safety. He is does have an IV through which he's getting these IV antibiotics, but, you know, not a breathing machine or anything like that. I mean, when I asked them, I first talked to his staff, you know, the president's staff, and they said, look, you know, this is what's going on, but, you know, we're truly optimistic that he's going to do well. We want to make sure that that's conveyed. And then I spoke to his doctors to sort of get the details. Doing well means what exactly? Well, it means that, you know, the white blood cell count is improving, fever's improving. Again, as you asked about, no indication that this has anything to do with his heart or COVID. So it does sound optimistic. I mean, you know, people will hear sepsis in a 75-year-old and understandably become concerned. But if caught early and treated early, and, you know, and he's responding to these medications, it can be adequately treated.
Well, we'll find out. We'll have more on this story, obviously, as we roll along towards 6 o'clock. But I will tell you, sepsis and stuff like that, and the urinary tract infections, nothing to screw around with, especially if you're 75 years old and you have a history of heart problems and all kinds of other stuff. It's a little scary when you see a 75-year-old former president entering the hospital on a Tuesday and nobody knows about it until Thursday. Talk about controlling the media. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free.
Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24-7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Coach Pete of Capital Financial on his Core and Explore strategies.
So the Core is safe money, but it's also money that you know what kind of income you're going to get from it. It gives you that peace of mind all the way through retirement, by the way, knowing what your income's going to be at the absolute minimum. Could be more, never less. Then the Explore is taking risk, more risk than you ever imagined, because you already got your core in place.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit hammondfornevada.com/COVID-19. That's hammondfornevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
Hey, Kevin Wall here for my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? There are big changes coming in 2022, including to Medicare Advantage, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you've already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming in 2022. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. You can even pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Just call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That's 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time slowly, 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Meals from those years are hard to forget. It was all white bread and whole milk, hamburger casseroles and quiche Lorraines, all with a side of cigarettes. We ate salads as desserts. We knew a party was classy if it had a cheese log, and we never missed an after-dinner smoke. It didn't matter if we were in our dining rooms, a burger joint, or the ritziest of restaurants. There'd be an ashtray on every table. And that very particular flavor in every meal. We smoked for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's amazing that our food could taste like anything else. If that was you then, get your lungs screened now. Surviving lung cancer starts with a scan. Learn more at screenyourlungs.org. This PSA was made possible by industry funding and guidance from lung cancer patient groups.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up top of the hour, Mark Hutchison, founding partner of Hutchison Stephan Law Firm, former Nevada Lieutenant Governor. And we're going to talk about a whole bunch of stuff today. I want to find out about this Steve Bannon deal. You know, Steve Bannon, the former counselor to the president, and a guy that is going to be in contempt of Congress. He is refusing to give up documents or to submit to questioning. And I'm not sure what happens next. I mean, can Congress literally hold him in contempt? Can they throw his ass in jail? I don't know that. But we'll get the legal Mark Hutchison on with us just after 5 o'clock, and we'll get the very latest. It's incredible. It's incredible what's going on. Gentleman Jim Dallas is always available to us. What's on your mind? What's on your mind, my friend?
Well, things have changed over the course of our lives. Kevin, both you and I are aging baby boomers. And, of course, as we take a look at the change of society, I scratch my head sometimes at how much it's changed. But the White House is defending Pete Buttigieg, who is the Transportation Secretary of the United States, when we have disruptions in our supply lines in just about every state in the union. Jen Psaki is defending the fact that Pete Buttigieg, who's in charge of the transportation in this country, is taking 2 months off to attend to his twins, his adopted twins. He and his partner, whatever the case may be, they are spending time with the children. I have no problem with that. I like a lot of other people, have empathy and understanding, I guess, with the changing times, mainly because I'm a human being that understands. And I don't get, though, 2 months? You've got a job to do and you need 2 months. I assume that his partner is going to be attending to the children when he actually does get back to do his job. But to me, that seems excessive. I always thought, and you may agree, Kevin, that paternity leave was for women who were actually going through the labor pains for carrying a child for 9 months and then going through the labor of delivering that child so they could recover physically, emotionally, and then get back to work. That's what I thought the two-month leave was for, not for the person who was the provider of the family, who typically is a 9-to-5 guy that goes out and supports his family.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. Tucker Carlson last night took off after him, not so much from that perspective, the family leave perspective, but the fact that it was family leave while we've got, you know, Southwest Airlines canceling thousands of flights. You've got all of these ships anchored off of the coast of Long Beach, the port of Long Beach, the port of Los Angeles, and we've got a supply chain shortage that's developing all across our country. Store shelves are barren, and he's on 2 months paternal leave.
Yeah,
I get that. I mean, I'm like, I realize government can function when people have to be away from their desks and have to be away from their jobs, but we got some pretty serious stuff happening here with all the inflation.
And I agree with that, and that's why I would think that in that two-month period with all the crisis that's going on in so many different areas, that somebody like Pete Buttigieg would say, hey, you know, I know I'm on leave right now, but there's a crisis going on. I need to participate. This is my job, because a lot of people are depending on him at this time.
Well, and the answers that they've come up with on this whole supply chain thing is just stupid. What they have done is they're saying, what the heck? We're going to operate the port of Long Beach and the port of Los Angeles, and we're going to have them working around the clock, 24/7. And I'm like, well, that's all well and good, but that's just a drop in the bucket. You've got millions of people, hundreds of millions of people, depending on these products being able to come to our country, and to be able to offload and to get them to stores.
So,
and it's not happening.
So are we to assume that okay, we do have compassion, we do understand that he deserves the time off, but at this critical juncture, like you say, millions of people's lives and livelihoods are at stake. Should we be mad at the Republicans who voted for him in his
confirmation?
In his confirmation. There were 37 of them that voted, yeah, go ahead, bring him in. There were only 13 Republicans that didn't vote for his approval.
Well, what a lot of senators say is a president has the right to have in his cabinet the people that he wants, unless they're horribly objectionable, or if there is some reason why they should be turned away. That by and large, the president gets to have his people, and the opposition party, we just kind of go along to get along. That's unfortunately that's the way it is when it comes to presidents and his or her. Or her candidate or cabinet.
But we have kids that are waiting for their Christmas gifts. They would like to have them on Christmas Day. So come on, Pete. Let's get through the babysitting part. Your partner, I'm sure, is capable. You might want to help out the people that need the help right now.
There you go. Gentleman Jim Dallas, I always love it when he comes into the studio and joins us. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. It is Friday. Don't forget, live and local, moving noon to 3, beginning November 1st. I'm so excited. This is going to be good. I'm going to be available for happy hour. So anybody wants to invite me out to happy hour now, I can do that. I've never been able to do that. I work afternoon drive, and I get there just as they're saying, nope, we already did last call. Anyway, stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's football season, and guess what else? It's insurance season. Now it's time to call Patrick at Pro Insurance. If you're on Obamacare, uninsured, or on Cobra Care, now is the time to act. Protect yourself and your family with non-cancelable coverage guaranteed to age 65. Call them at 702-280-6240 or visit the Pro Insurance website at proinsurance.com. That's proeinsurance.com or 702-280-6240. A quality plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoon.